Arbitrage Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast.
I hope you're doing well. And in today's episode, we're going to be doing a bit of a comparison. So, if you are new to the world of selling online, you're new to reselling, you're new to online arbitrage and retail arbitrage, it can be a bit difficult to begin with to decide what platform you want to sell on. And two of the biggest platforms going, as we all know, are Amazon and eBay. Now, what are some of the key differences and similarities between the two? That's what we're going to be discussing in this podcast. So, as a starting point, Amazon is a very popular platform, as is eBay. And there isn't actually a right or wrong way to go. It's purely down to personal preference and what exactly you want to do, what you want your route to look like, what you want that to be. So there is no right or wrong answer here, and that's not what I want you to be taking away from this podcast. It's just helping you understand everything about Amazon and eBay, you know, how they're the same and how they are different. And it will probably be with the differences that you make your decision. Now, with Amazon, you join a listing. So you don't have to have your own individual listing, whereas on eBay, you'll have it where you create your own listing, and whenever someone searches up anything to do with that item, so it could be that you have a particular Lego set and someone looks up Lego on eBay, they're going to get pages and pages and pages of results. Even if they look up your kind of item specifically, so your exact set, again, there can potentially be pages and pages of results. So you have to rely on having good images, quite a few images as well, having a good title, having a good description, and of course, just the same as on Amazon, you need to make sure that your account health is up to scratch, that you are delivering on time, you're good to clients and so forth. So people will check out all of those things. They'll also check your delivery times and such. You have to have a very appealing listing, a very appealing price to draw people to you. Now, on Amazon, you simply join an existing listing. And this is awesome because there will be professional images on Amazon already there, and you just join the listing. So when someone looks up that particular item, they're not going to get pages and pages and pages of results. They will see that particular ASIN, they will click on it, and then they will choose who to buy from. Or, and this is where another key difference comes into play, they will add to basket or buy now. Now, what we call that in Amazon terminology is the buy box. The buy box is the place on Amazon where someone will click add to basket or buy now, and whoever holds the buy box at that point in time will make the sale. Now, there's a lot that determines who wins the buy box, and ultimately it is Amazon's decision at the end of the day how exactly it rotates around, you know, and your eligibility to win the buy box will depend on numerous factors. Now, there isn't a set guide on how to 100% win the buy box. Only Amazon know that at the end of the day. But we can take some pretty strong educated guesses on what exactly that would be. If you want to know more about that, please refer back to one of the earlier podcasts where we talked all about the buy box. But a couple of things for now would be things like if you are fulfilling your item through Amazon or yourself, your Amazon account health, your price, the amount of stock you have, those are a couple of things that get taken into account. So if you're FBA, you're eligible to win the buy box straight away. And that is because Amazon are doing half the work for you. You are paying a bit extra, so you are paying for the FBA services. Again, they are doing half the work for you. So they will fulfill items for you and they will respond to customers on your behalf. So half the work. If you are fulfilling items yourself, you won't be eligible straight away. It does take time to build up that rapport with Amazon and that trust. They need to know that you're a good seller, so you need to keep up your Amazon account health. You need to keep consistently delivering good customer service and delivering things as quickly as you possibly can, having a good amount of stock in for the items that you have. And this is something that eBay isn't going to be able to offer. So eBay doesn't have a buy box. eBay doesn't have the ability to allow you to fulfill things through them. They're not going to do half the work for you. You have to do all of that yourself. Now, when you are doing deal analysis, even without anything like BuyBot Pro or BuyBot Go, Amazon does offer a little bit more insight into the success of their product. So what they have is the BSR, so that's the best seller rank. Now, this is a ranking system for products in each category on Amazon. And what you get from that is it determines basically how popular the item is, how well it sells. So let's say you're looking in the toys and games category. Okay, so let's say there's 100,000 items. The item at number one with a BSR of one is the best. It's the most popular. The item with a BSR of, say, 100,000 is the worst. It's the least popular. It's not selling. It's hardly selling. Now, even if you had an item that was at, say, number 5,003, that is still a long, long, long way away from 100,000. So that is still a good item. And so you can use the BSR to help you judge how well an item sells. You can see the date that it was first ever added onto Amazon. You can see the ratings and reviews. And obviously, if it has good ratings, good reviews, and if it's been listed for quite a while now, then, you know, that is some reassurance that the item does consistently perform well. Otherwise, it wouldn't have that overall, say, 4.9 out of 5 stars, for example. On eBay, you do get product reviews. But other than that, that is all there is to it. And of course, you have the feedback for that particular seller that you can check out. With the product reviews, that's pretty much all you're going to get in terms of the popularity of the item on eBay's platform. Now, you could technically use the BSR on Amazon to help you gauge whereabouts the item is going to sit on eBay in terms of popularity. It won't always be the same. It might be quite far off. Sometimes it might be dead on. Sometimes it might be close but not quite the same. We're not going to know because eBay doesn't have a BSR system, so just be mindful of that if you are using BSR on Amazon to sort of judge an item on eBay, because it will be different. It's different platforms. What eBay does have that Amazon doesn't is the whole auction bidding system, and that is one of the champion features of eBay. Now, there's two sides to this. So you could really like the auction function. You could like the ability that you have to put things up and people can bid for them. But you have to consider it from the customer's point of view. Now, of course, there are going to be plenty of customers that also like the bidding system as well and will join in with that. But you have to bear in mind that we live in a world now where people want things as soon as possible. With the whole bidding system, it takes a while. The customer risks losing out on the item, or they could potentially risk paying more for the item than they initially intended. There's just lots of things to consider with the auction system. So it's either something you like as a seller, and it's either something the customer will like or dislike, and same for you as a seller. So it's 50-50 with the auction system. It depends on your own stance. eBay is a popular platform, particularly for used items. That is what it is famous for, whereas Amazon is more new items. Of course, you do get used items on Amazon as well. Just like on eBay, you get new items, but Amazon leans more towards new items. eBay leans more towards used items. So it does boil down to what you're selling as well. But those are some of the key fundamental differences between the two. They are both very popular platforms. eBay can be good to have as well as Amazon, because if you have stock, say you've ordered too much and you can't get rid of it, or maybe you had an item that you thought was going to do well and everything showed you it was going to do well, but it might be that you joined the listing at a point, at a turning point. So it might have been going downhill at the moment when you joined it, which would have been unforeseen. Sometimes these things can happen on occasions. So if something like that happens and you can't shift your stock, you're not sure what to do with it, or you just want to get rid of something, it can be worth pinging it on eBay and seeing how it does. And if you're not too bothered about it, you could put it up for auction and potentially make more than you were originally bargained for. So eBay can be a good tool to have alongside Amazon. There's no reason why you can't sell on both. You might have all of your new items on Amazon and all of your used on eBay. It's completely up to you. But hopefully this comparison has given you an idea of some of the key differences between Amazon and eBay and can help you with your decision. And if you sell on both, it's just making you aware of all of the different bits and pieces that make both platforms different. So that way you're much more well-informed. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll catch you next time. The Online Arbitrage Podcast.